All right, we continue hanging out here on Sports Radio 810 WHB on a Friday, last hour of the show of the week. Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. He is presented each and every time he's on the show by Kona Big Wave. Take a little break and single task tonight with the Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing Company. Do we want to give away some tickets before you get into this, Josh?
You should absolutely do that first.
Okay, so the 100-year celebration is coming up. What's that, Mick?
I had a golden ale last night watching The Old Man on Hulu when I got home.
Okay.
So it was nice.
That's single tasking.
It was a nice night.
I think if you watch something and focus on the golden ale, that still qualifies as single tasking.
Yeah.
Too much multitasking.
Well, drinking a beer isn't a task.
Exactly.
That's a
natural movement.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah. So the 100-year celebration for WHB is coming up August 11th, and we've been giving away tickets to that. A great night. It's going to be an awesome night celebrating sports and entertainment and broadcasting with all these different guests that we'll have there and attendees and local celebrities, some national as well. Nigro Brothers will be there with a live auction to end the night. Stephen St. John and Dustin Colquitt will be hosts for the evening. We're raising money for awesome charities: Big Brothers Big Sisters, Victory Project, ALS Association of Kansas City, Sharewaves. The on-air hosts in some capacity will be involved there as well, and again, all these other different celebrities and sports and entertainment and broadcasting will be there too. We've been giving away tickets. You can't buy tickets unless you have a particular corporate or a package that then goes and raises money for these charities. If you want to do that, it's 913-344-1529. But we've been giving away tickets, and we'll do that right now. We'll give away tickets in honor of Mick Schaefer, caller 41.
Thank you. Good.
We'll give away caller 41.
Good.
And Beards,
keep calling.
And Beards will go, congratulations, caller 41.
Yes.
To the very first person that calls in.
No. 41 might be a stretch.
Figure it out, Beards. You know, just count
I want
quickly.
An actual count. I want to.
Yeah. We want names of all the callers, yep. 1 through 40.
I want a log.
Yeah.
It turns out it's just Philip Rivers' kids. So you just go through and name the kids of Philip Rivers. You can get to 41.
People want
to
be just at this thing, man. People can also hang up and call back if you say, oh, your caller number 29. Like, they can call back in again. So I think you just got to really run the board on this one, man. This is what you lift all those weights for, Beards.
This is what I want, Beards.
Five guys call in 8 times, and then a rando will call in the 41st time.
Boom, that's how you get your tickets. Be the rando.
You know what Beards is going to do? He's going to un-X the phone lines. The first 5 are going to call in because the phone lines are going to... And he's going to X the calls. That's going to eliminate them, and he's going to count that as 5.
That's
and
fine.
And then keep doing that, 10, and 15, and 20, and 25, and 30, and 35. Then he's going to answer the phone.
You know your fives.
Jason loves counting, I've realized.
What's 41? That?
But in all seriousness, what number are we doing?
41. What's wrong with 41?
4 plus 1 is 5.
Cool. Okay.
Let's do 8. Caller number 8, 913-318-810 is the phone number.
What's your favorite number, Nick?
13.
Make it caller number 13.
13. Caller 13.
Caller number 13.
I already gave 2 thumbs up.
I should have said 113. I mean 113. That was my number in basketball.
Yeah.
Caller 13, Salvi, in honor of Salvi, who may or may not return today or tomorrow. Who knows? But sometime this weekend in New York, because they do have a locker in the clubhouse there in Yankee Stadium for Salvador Perez.
And he's in Syracuse.
He's in Syracuse.
That's true. It's a short
jaunt. Was, at least. I don't know if they're still there.
Yeah, they are. They played yesterday. Yeah, okay. He had 2 at-bats and then came out of the game. So, and he's got a locker in the clubhouse.
Hug
so.
Watch.
Yeah.
Gotta be
That's
tough
right.
for
That's
Omaha.
Right. So there you go. That is the 100-year celebration and a couple of tickets we're going to be giving away there to caller number 13. We'll get the cuts in before the show is over. We got what's on tap as well. We got all of that still to come. Josh, you have been wanting to get something off of your chest, and you wanted to wait till Mick Schaefer got here.
Yeah, because I mean,
shirt?
There are, would you want to swap? Here's the thing.
I don't think.
They're like the same color.
Mick and I basically are in the same color palette today.
Okay.
And, you know, we get sort of, I would say, passing reviews on the show pretty much anywhere you look. Twitter and all the video streams now where you can see Mick's shirt if you want to just present to the camera. Twitch, the YouTube, the Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, no, it's Beards. Does Beards change? Is he directing the show as well?
Nobody is more committed to single tasking than Beards McFly. So you might not be in the frame right now. Might still be
on Jason. He'll be doing less than a single task.
He just loves that Kona.
No task whatsoever. It's just no task.
But so there are lots of different ways you can get in touch
task.
With the show. There's lots of different ways you can provide your feedback and all of that.
Okay.
We're very open to communication. This one did not That's come right. from a stream, though. I'll tell you the source in a minute.
Okay.
But I think Mick will be able to guess where it's from by the end. J.A., that's you, has a very pleasant voice and a great smile.
Yes.
You are a good team. Both both handsome and talented. That's us again, Jason. Yes. And Mick will be on later today. Wow, a Friday trifecta.
Oh, that's your mom.
Party emoji, winking emoji, heart around the faces emoji.
It's from
my mom.
Thank you, Michelle.
Mick Schaefer, super fan. Apparently a budding Jason Anderson super fan. Just flash those pearly whites, that great smile my mom's so entranced by.
And Beards has to change the... you got it?
Yeah, I got it switched over.
I bet the framing on that is
just like
beautiful.
It's just like the Full House video
that
we did.
Is that us?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. There.
It's just like is the framing on me again, Beards? Okay, so it's just like the Full House video that we did?
That right there, that damn smile.
I thought I had two takes. I thought you were going to take the one where I spilled the water. Did spit take.
Yeah.
I left it up to Paige with her artistic...
Sure, yeah.
Discretion.
Discretion, thank you. That's
Paige and I did have a brief conversation about the TV guy sending several of his videos vertical instead of horizontal. I think that might have been the thing that knocked out your spit take.
No. I had two takes for each one. One vertical, one horizontal. I didn't know if you're going to be normal or be monsters and have it all vertical because I didn't know what level of production this was. Sure. I learned later it's a high level, so
that's
I appreciated
that. That's the Paige part. that's where Paige did it.
Yes, very, very high level from Paige. And I also appreciated that, you know, we took all these different takes and different scenes that we shot and then left it up to her artistic discretion. And I love the way that it ended with the scene in the in one of the editing studios in which, you know, I just simply erased everything you and Beards were working on because it just was not up to snuff.
Yeah, really, in my mind. Really probably should have been a red flag for one of us. Just didn't think about it till now. And now we're stuck here.
So... Along those lines, today is a special show. We haven't talked about it yet.
We have not.
We have not discussed how special today's show is.
I know.
What?
My mom texted in.
3-year anniversary.
3-year anniversary. 3 years ago, July 29th, 2019, the city and sports radio changed forever.
Forever.
They did not have a 10-2 show on 810 that they wanted to listen to. And at that point, it was like, where's Seren? Who is this guy? Unbelievable. But yeah, 3 years in running. Who would have thought? Not me. You know,
not me.
Look at us. Not me. I wouldn't have guessed it. A lot of people that heard the first week wouldn't have guessed.
I'm the second longest tenured on this show. Outside of you, Jason.
That's right. In those 3 years.
Rest in peace, Shane and Corey.
In those 3 years, we've had two different producers, and now we're on our second, number two and producer.
That's a good way of saying number. Yeah. I like being called a number two. I think that's.
I thought he was the producer.
Well, it's like technical producer and then producer. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
They're both producers, but it's like he's a producer / number two mic.
His beard's not the
but also is a number one mic. Could also be a number one. He's a number two mic with the ability of being a number one.
I'm like a stretch two.
Sure.
You know, I think that's where I'm at.
His beard's not the board op. Is that an offensive term now?
It's derogatory.
Yeah. I prefer.
One of those things we put to bed.
I prefer technical producer.
They're not homeless. They're experiencing homelessness.
Beards, what's your title?
What's my title?
Your title?
What would you specifically?
Single tasker.
What do you do?
What's it say in your email bio?
What do you do at 810? Oh, you work at 810? Oh, that's cool. What do you do?
Producer / engineer of the zone.
Engineer.
Engineer.
And then also senior programming coordinator.
Nice.
Oh,
senior programmer. Yeah, good for you.
SPC.
And now all of your parents' friends, you can say, and they say, well, my son's an engineer.
Yeah.
So he went to school. He's busted his butt. Yeah, he's actually an engineer. So we're very proud of him. Very proud of him.
An engineer at a radio station might even be like that. That sounds pretty impressive, even if you don't want to hide the truth there.
Yeah. You also know a little bit about popularity and longevity of those that have been on the air here at 810 for a long time. For example, playing fall ball, and we have a couple of new kids on our team from summer to fall. One of the kids' names
is... You've already started your fall ball season?
Practice.
Okay.
One of the kids' names is Soren. Actually, Soren, not Seren. And so I was talking with his mom the other day at practice, and I said, it's crazy because I work with someone whose name's Seren, spelled the same, and people call him Soren, and he's gotten used to it. It used to bother him, but, you know, it's actually pronounced Seren. And she was like, you work with Seren Petro? I said, yeah. She was like, well, that's the only person I know that pronounces it Seren, and not everybody pronounces it Soren. And she goes, what do you do? I'd do the 4 hours before, before him. So, but then she was like, look, I just know the name because of my son and people ask about it all the time. Sense. She's like, I don't really listen to sports. She's like, my husband would probably know, but I'm not. I said, hey, my wife listens to SiriusXM. So, I mean, and you know, part of the salary helps, you know, our family, and she didn't even listen, so it's all good.
Are you
good.
Stephen St. John? Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
Nope, not at all.
Holy cow, Nate Buchanan.
Nate Buchanan, I cannot believe it.
Your play-by-play is the best.
But I do, but I love, she's like, he's the only person, and because it's Scandinavian, and she's like, well, that's our family ancestry, and she's like, we have, like, six kids in our family that are named Soren.
Soren.
Yeah. And she's like, and it's really pronounced, like, she added the actual pronunciation. I'm like, I don't even know that. But she's like, yeah, the only one I've ever heard of that pronounces it Soren is him.
That makes sense.
I said, oh, well, yeah, he's different. I mean, he's somebody off on his own, you know, because I, the only reason I knew it was Scandinavian and that it was typically pronounced Soren is because of the press conference they did over the summer with the
with
Chiefs in the Zoom. And Brad G said, let's go to our Scandinavian friend, Soren. And I thought he was messing with Soren.
Yeah.
I thought he was joking. And then the guy started speaking with an accent.
Then you thought, that Soren's was not messing with us.
Yeah.
Speaking with an accent.
Yeah, that
man,
was,
he's really good.
That was not a Syracuse accent. You know, it was a not from the this country accent. And so Soren is what they called him. Well, there you go.
The more you know.
There's my story. So all that to say, 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years of the zone.
3 year anniversary of the zone. We got there.
A couple days ago, I was at the gym. I'm going to pause for you guys to say, oh, that's nice. Good job.
Hey, Mick, congratulations. Mick, you look great today, by the way.
Trainer. I've known her for a little bit. They were doing a TikTok video, and I was instructing them. And she's like, oh, well, Mick works at TV. And the other girl there was like, oh, what do? You producer? I'm like,
yes.
You went right for producer?
Yeah.
You went right for behind the scenes?
Uh-huh.
Behind the camera?
You looked at me and thought, he's not hosting anything.
Well, rule that out.
Oh, are you a producer or maybe in sports?
Like, are you cameraman?
Yeah.
It's the Family Guy bit. You've got too much talent for the big screen. You should you should be a producer. I don't know. A producer. I don't know. A producer. You got an engineer, a producer. A producer / number two.
Yep. I don't like number two. I've been putting co-host on all my
one.
Things.
You're a deuce?
Because it's just very fecal in nature. You know that. Yeah. I feel like that really sort of leads me right to the where I'm a producer number two is not what I want on my business card.
It's more of in the industry that you would say would be a number two mic or a number one mic.
See, I think co-host implies that where you can just be host, right? You can just I'm Jason Anderson.
You're an H2.
Host of The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Okay.
And I can say, oh yeah, I'm the co-host of The Zone with Jason Anderson. It's implied that there's a big dog who's doing most of the barking, but I get to yip every once in a while. You
say guest starring?
Guest starring is nice.
Oh, I guest star on The Zone.
Well, yeah, it's like a TV show. And
featuring
Josh Briscoe.
Can we go The Zone with Jason Anderson featuring Josh Briscoe? FT Dot,
Beards.
Like it's a rap track. You got a feature on me.
Featuring Lil Baby and Josh Briscoe.
Exactly.
this one slaps.
I like that. Put that in, make that the podcast description from now on, please, Beards. I just would like, I'd like to be a featured artist.
Who are we featuring you with? The Zone with Jason Anderson featuring Jack Harlow and Josh Briscoe.
I would welcome him onto the show if he wanted to join us for a little bit.
I'll just call him. Let me see.
Look, you guys,
let me text him,
big Louisville guys.
Let me see if he wants to text back.
There would be
he's from Louisville?
Oh, sure is. Okay. There would be a world in which Jason has had Jack Harlow's phone numbers for like 10 years. Like, I think there's a chance that you just like crossed paths in Louisville at one point.
No, so, but what the story that I do tell is that, you know, when I first got to Louisville, there was a goofy, you know, curly, fro haired, little white dude that
glasses
was
wearing white
that
dude.
Was putting out these rap videos that people made fun of. Mm-hmm. Just
not
as
anymore.
People made fun of. Go look up the video, Jack Harlow, Ice Cream Man. And back in the day, it's just him and his friends rapping, and they're riding down in like a van, right? Just riding down the street in a van. And you look at him, you're like, well, that is one goofy looking dude. And people used to clown on him. And then he became Jack Harlow.
Wow.
And now it's like, oh, Jack Harlow's from Louisville, man. Oh, yeah, he's from my backyard. Oh, he's rapping about Bardstown. Oh, I went to that park. Yeah, Jack Harlow. Like, you remember that video? You remember people used to clown on him a little bit? So, Good for him, though. Good for him, though. It was, it's awesome because you know how many kids that were in 7th or 8th grade that were doing that and started being made fun of that would have stopped?
Mm-hmm.
That would have just said, nope, not doing it anymore. Yep. I didn't want people to. Instead, now he's
and
making
most
seven
of them,
figures.
To be fair, probably should have.
That's a good point. No, it's a great point. That is a great point.
Most of the time when people tell you, you can't do it.
Yeah.
They're right. Right. Okay. When I had that teacher that told me I couldn't make the NFL. Well, okay. He was wrong on you, but he was right about the million other people he told that to.
Yeah. Three years.
I feel like the teacher dishing out side dishes of reality there needs to get a little more credit. Yes. He got one wrong, but he got the rest of them right.
3 years in, I'm still dealing with that.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you know, some people should have taken the advice and just instead of just persevering, like, oh, man, one day he's going to understand what we're saying when we make
you're
fun
Kansas
of him.
Kansas City's Jack Harlow.
That's all I've been saying.
Your
that's
what's
all I've been
popping
saying.
Is just around the corner. You haven't found it yet, but eventually you're going to have it.
Look, people know that this show is first class. Mm. Okay.
So I don't know how they remembered it, but Dia Wall is our main anchor.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
6-10. Taylor Hemnes, do you know Taylor? He is a morning anchor at our place. They used to be the main anchors in Tyler, Texas. And a couple years ago, they dug up a picture of those two and their different haircuts. They both glowed up, Dia and Taylor.
So you were saying maybe they should have got
glasses,
out of,
I think.
Maybe work behind the camera?
And it was like 2012, I don't know, and like a little 14-year-old Patrick Mahomes is on set with them.
Wow.
Him and his buddies, a team, maybe taking a tour of the station
cool.
And at the studio. So they have a picture of them with Mahomes.
And they were actually making fun of Mahomes saying
that's
he would
right.
never make it.
When he was in his Jack Harlow phase.
Listen to this guy's voice. He'll never make it.
Is that where your ass sit? Awesome. I would like to do that. Awesome. Do we have time to sit on the desk?
He wants to sit on the desk. Do we have time to sit on the desk? Yeah.
Desk. I want to sit on the desk.
All right, so now go. There's a wasp in studio. Go.
Then the desk was taking the place of wasp.
Yeah, we were advancing the scene.
Yeah,
it's like free.
Because I can't do
it's
an
freeze any
imitation.
Improv.
I want to hear you throw in, do we have time for
this is a wasp. Whoa, watch out.
Is it a wasp?
Okay, so now, it's freeze. Okay, so now it's the same scene, but it's happening in a zoo.
Okay.
And it's snowing.
Okay.
Action.
And there's a cheetah.
There he is. Cheetah's down there somewhere. Wasp.
No, the wasp is gone. The wasp
what?
It's near the zoo. The wasp flew away at the zoo. And there's a cheetah.
They don't have wasps in captivity
at
zoos,
freeze.
Jason. Have you ever been to a zoo?
Sir, can I... What's my motivation here?
Sorry.
Like, I need to know what my character's backstory is, because it doesn't make sense him sitting in this zoo. Is he part of Jungle Law? Because if so, badass, and I want to meet Primetime.
There's a cheetah down there somewhere. The honey badger is currently actually running the other direction. That seems like could be good, could be bad.
He's got his paws up in the air.
His paws are all over the place.
Okay, yeah.
And, this is like Who's Line for radio.
Yes.
Yeah,
and so Patrick Mahomes in this case is 10 or 12 years old. Dan Sorensen's there. He's 47 because this was about 10 years ago. And scene.
Dan's down there. I'll just throw it towards him.
Scene. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, there we go.
And we've done all right. And
wherever Dan Sorensen is, that's where I'm going to look to throw
it. Yeah. That's been Scenes from a Hat with Jason Anderson.
There you go. And gun, that stupid scene. That was dumb. 3 years in, they're still wondering what the hell's going on there. Stupid. Football, right?
I think as soon as I acknowledge that I like your Denny Matthews impression, it's never going to... It's just all... You're going to become Denny Matthews.
It's his best impression. He's got a lot of good ones.
Only impression, let's be honest. The other ones are like twos.
This is like an eight. I mean, like, I think it's a good Denny Matthews.
You do Edo. I feel like a lot of people could do Edo. It's just kind of some growling. And
when I saw him at the Super Bowl, he was trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
He was trying to make that happen that night.
I never seen so many damn good-looking women in one place in all my life. I don't know about you.
Thanks, Ed. You just made my year.
A lot of people are trying to do Edo.
You just made my year there, guy. Just made my year.
I like the new shoes, Mick. I think you tweeted about these already.
Mm-hmm. Herbie Teope went off on them. He'd never,
what?
He had A, never heard of dudes, and B, had never heard of Shields. So,
whoa, that's an upset.
I just opened up a brand new metaverse to Herbie in his life. So I talked to him yesterday. He's like, I can do a good Herbie. I got to get there.
Ooh, I don't know if I.
Oh, I can't. But yeah. I've known Herbie for a long time. He's like, "Mine are coming in tomorrow."
Oh, really?
I'm like, "What color?" He's like, "Well, one pair." I'm like, "Whoa, you have multiple pairs? One's white, I think, and the other is, I can't remember the other color." He was serving in the military. I'm like, "They got camo." He's like, "Ah." Yeah. I feel like if you're in the military, okay, yeah, we get the camo stuff, okay, camo. Yeah.
It's like Russell Wilson wearing his own jersey, you know, like it's not weird. That. Yeah. Well, that's, I figured that the pushback was going to be, you know, that he still has Army dude and beat reporter football journalist, right? So I think there's always kind of a battle there for Herbie. I thought he might just stick with the running shoes, whatever, you know, the general high performance shoes, because Herbie's about performance. The fact that he's immediately in on the dudes, yeah. I think that is a win for the sports journalist side of Herbie.
I always assume that Herbie, like, after the press conferences are over, as he's walking to his car, he's shedding the outer layer of his wardrobe, and then he's actually got the army fatigues on and the camouflage, and, you know, and then he just gets right into his Jeep and then heads off to go and serve our country, and then heads back and puts the... It's like Superman.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Only his phone booth is the walk from the press conference to the car.
Well, that's not what happens, believe it or not.
Okay.
I've never seen Herbie change in front of me. I'm sorry to break this news to you.
I was actually wondering if
I'm not gonna give away your secret identity, Herbie.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to out Clark Kent right now.
I haven't been to war, but I'm pretty sure that's not how war works.
It doesn't seem like how that works.
I didn't know.
But I also don't really know.
Didn't know. Brady Singer.
Seamless segue.
Mm-hmm.
Needs to throw actually. I was going to say needs to throw a
no-hitter. Are you
wearing
socks with these with the dudes?
No, you don't wear socks
with
the dudes.
I think I'm going to finally follow you through
this. You get the ankle things, though, the no-show socks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you wrap them around the sole of the dudes, and you keep them there. They won't smell.
On the, you like, take out the insert of it and wrap them around? Fantastic.
Put the no-show around there. It'll help big time with the smell.
Cool. I've been wearing my sandals
too much. Yeah. But yeah.
Awesome.
I've worn these to work too much. People keep saying, like, I don't want to see your toes. I don't want to see my toes, but I also don't want to put on socks if it's 95 degrees out.
Yeah,
but I don't want my shoes to stink.
You thought Corey would take the show on tangents.
How does this
Josh
breathe?
Now.
So anyway.
My mom says, hey, Beards.
Brady
my mom. Hey, Beards, my mom says we need to see Mick's shoes. Can we get a shot of Mick's shoes here?
Maybe.
You talk about Brady Singer, and then the viewers can see Mick's
Mick
shoes.
I want Mick to talk about Brady Singer. I've talked about Brady
Singer. That's great. Mick can talk about Brady Singer when we look at his shoes.
I want there to be a little bit of a change up to this conversation.
There it is. Yeah. How many did he throw?
We're back.
It wasn't a whole lot yesterday, right?
No, he only threw six.
The strikeout pitch was the...
It was either the sinker or the slider last night. It was pretty darn good, man. It was really good. Last night, he is the seventh pitcher to ever do that, to go into Yankee Stadium, face the Yankees, have seven innings pitched at least, one hit or
fewer. So one of those guys must have done it twice, right? Because I only saw five on the list.
Yeah, my list that I put out there.
Or whatever.
No, I had to reply and say I left off Bartolo Colon.
Well,
Bart Colon.
And those are all like, those are all guys, right? There was no like
some
one off like a Brady Singer, right?
Yeah, in
10 years you're like, oh yeah,
right.
No, he belongs in that list. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
But
he was literally almost unhittable for seven innings outside of one hitter. I mean, he gave up one hit. Wow. Other than that, he was completely in command.
I was going to say, if there's a no-hitter, maybe it's what he needs to do, but they still would have lost, as it turns out.
Yeah, yeah. He could have thrown a no-hitter into the 11th and still would not have won.
Judge would have just come up with two outs instead of one, I guess.
But I think last night, like, I don't even care that they lost 1-0. Like, I honestly do not care. It sucks that they're not scoring runs, right? It makes it more enjoyable when they would have scored runs, and it would have been better had Brady Singer got the win. Instead of being the only person out of that actually did not get a decision and a win, that would have been cool. But to me, as we're looking at this season, Mick, it's about what next year and the year after that and the year after that. And the fact that he has done this now, 23 strikeouts and three walks in his last two starts against the Rays and the Yankees, and one earned run in those 13 innings is on 23 Ks in 13 innings. Against the Rays and the Yankees.
It bothers me a little that they lost 1-0 because going into the year, 3-year anniversary, but 3 months ago, you wouldn't have said that sentence. This year's all about
I'm past the what can they do this year. Now it's the what do they do the rest of the way. Wins and losses, to me, more immaterial. I mean, I shouldn't say immaterial. it would be nice if this group, as they continue to get younger, if they trade Merrifield and things like that, then starts to win together. That would be great. But to me, it was about Brady Singer. If they had won 8-7 and Brady Singer gave up, you know, 7 runs and got the win, that's not nearly as good as losing 1-0 and Brady Singer looking like that when you're talking about what the future of this Royals team can be.
Agree. That's a better game. But then there's also the part of, like, that was probably their only shot to beat the Yankees in this series. They're going to lose 13-2 tonight, right? You can just see that coming.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And there's the whole, like, they haven't scored in 27 innings.
Roughly.
Yeah. There's like, the hitter and fielder equivalent of Brady Singer on the other side and getting more at-bats. You'd like to see, okay, let's come through there when you got Prado at third and, you know, other situations. And so that I didn't like to see that. I was encouraged. I'd wipe the slate clean after the All-Star break. They're 3-1. They win that first series. And thank goodness they scored, what, in the 9th against the Angels on Monday.
Yes.
Makes the math easier doing the scoreless streak. You have to go to, like, well, they scored in the 5th of that game. Now they scored in the 9th. So
it's
just 3 games. It's 27 innings. And it would, I mean, I thought it was going to extend beyond that because I thought we were going to extras and penalty kicks last night. Yeah. But,
did not happen. No. It was not in Sacramento. That was a tough night, too. That was a tough one. Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41 Sports Director, brought to you by Kona Big Wave. Take a little break and single task tonight with a Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing Company. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, get a What's on Tap. Also, cuts before the show is over. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Have you done it? What'd you do last night in Vegas?
I was in Kansas City last night.
Cool.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
How many hours of independent study does KSHB make you do, Mick?
This counts right here. This is 3 hours a week on the radio.
Minimum.
Now I'm not doing Josh's night show anymore, so I'm down. I'm under my 4.
Nice. Good for you.
Is there a podcast?
God.
No, there's not. Can we hear from Jeff Darlington real quick? Just as that story advanced as of last night, that Kyler Murray had his press conference yesterday. He was very upset with the media for reacting the way that they did to a clause that was put in by his agent and the team that he must have 4 hours of independent study without video games and TV and the internet. He wasn't happy about that. Jeff Darlington weighs in on the Cardinals and the handling of that when they put the clause in, and now apparently that clause has officially been taken out of his contract.
It does draw too much attention. It did draw way too much attention to Kyler Murray's contract. And the second point is, as we just saw with them removing it, it probably wasn't the type of thing that was very enforceable anyway. So, you know, I think that we've looked at every step of this, from the clause itself to Kyler's reaction to it yesterday, to the social media team for the Arizona Cardinals then tweeting out Kyler's reaction to a clause that was put in his contract by the organization, to then taking out the clause altogether. It's just been handled so poorly.
See, that was my first reaction of this whole thing. People had fun with Kyler Murray and the video games and stuff. My first reaction was, how dumb is this for the Cardinals to put this in there? Either you trust them or you don't. That's going to come to light. And there's now a scarlet letter on Kyler Murray, as in, like, any interception, anytime there's a bad play, it's going to be like, well, did you not read the defense? Are you not game planning? Did you not put enough time? Like, well, this quarterback, would another quarterback have read that differently if they put it, were you video gaming when you could have been game planning? It just didn't make sense for the Cardinals to do that, and now
so
it makes even less
just
sense
for him,
because they take him out.
That was just for him, right? They don't do it. That's not a standard deal. Just in Arizona, that's what we do. We want some homework for everybody. It's not a standard thing written into all contracts.
Like the Cowboys and Randy Gregory, that contract fell apart because they put in their language that if he were to be suspended, he would lose all of his guaranteed money, right? It would no longer be guaranteed. And he said, no, that's not happening. And the Cowboys said, we literally have this in every contract except for Dak Prescott. And he goes, cool. And except for me too. He said, no. So he went to Denver because Denver didn't put it in. So the Cowboys made an exception for Dak, but it's standard
and he didn't,
in theirs.
Didn't sign it, but Kyler did sign it.
Right. Exactly.
And just didn't like
exactly
the reaction,
right,
I guess, to it. Here's the deal with Kyler. I think when you're a professional athlete, and especially a quarterback in the face of an organization, you really have to be above it all, right? You hear everything, but you got to be like, nah, I don't really pay attention to that stuff. Yeah. Like number 15 here. Feels like he lets a lot of that stuff get to him a little too much.
Kyler or 15?
Kyler.
I think 15
handles it better than anybody.
I think 15 handles it publicly, but I think he keeps notes and keeps
Absolutely,
track of everything.
Which is how you do it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like right. you hear it all, but when the mic's in front of you, you're like, yeah, it's whatever. Yeah,
I see what you're
attention.
Saying.
Kyler, evidenced by that, and with, what was it, the letter he wrote, right, on the, what was it, it was on the letterhead, right, when he wanted to stay in Arizona or whatever, just just got a little too emotional on social media for probably what you want out of your quarterback.
Well, he makes good decisions. We know that because his now yearly salary is more than the A's entire payroll. Who drafted him, number 9, and he chose football instead of baseball.
Good call.
The A's entire payroll is less than what he's making per year. So he made a good decision to go to football instead of signing with the A's and going to spring training with them and choosing baseball. So good decision maker. That was a pretty big one in his life.
No, that was good. But yeah, but I mean, he did sign the contract and then just didn't like the
I just did. Doesn't
and
make
so,
sense.
And so, I mean,
to
I guess, I mean,
out.
Is that the only thing they're talking about there? It's like, okay, you need. Was that in there to say you need to study more on your own? You need to put more into film?
You know, we talked about this earlier.
Which, by the way, I'm okay with him. Like, if you're not doing it, we're giving you all this money and you're the quarterback, no, we have some expectations
If you don't, but if he's not meeting your expectations, why would you give all that money to that guy?
Then like, I can't
once Jamarcus Russell's blank DVDs come back and he's got a whole report that he watched them all, you know, there's no clause that would have you give Jamarcus Russell $200 million.
Right, and
that's
so
the only question the Cardinals here. Also, I just don't know.
Absolutely, that's the main question I had was for the Cardinals, and it's another reason why NFL teams don't like players that have other interests. Right. Remember, it was a bad thing that Chris Connolly was into, you know, making movies and doing some things on his own and reading and all of this other. Like, this guy reads off on his own. Like, what is wrong with him? He doesn't just sit there and consume football all day. So it's kind of a bad thing. Kyler Murray has been made fun of because he does a lot of gaming in his spare time, and people have had some fun with that. And my point being, like, okay, I get it, so we're making fun of him for gaming, which is something a lot of people do now. What if we changed his, sometimes he'll play a game for like 3.5-4 hours. Like, oh my God. Well, if we change that to, you know what, he's a big movie buff.
Or
loves
he
Hollywood.
Golfs.
Or golf.
People love
yes.
all of the quarterbacks right. going golfing.
This
it's,
guy,
it's competition.
This guy spends 3.5-4 hours on a golf course.
Yeah.
What is his problem?
Right.
No, he spends it in front of a TV playing video games. It's
tell
like,
Josh
this guy's
Allen
lazy.
He can't watch film on a golf
this
course and go,
lazy.
Wait a second, whoa, how much is he golfing?
Yeah. So I think there's an element of the younger, this generational thing. Like, if he's a movie buff and he watched The Godfather, no, he'd be like, this guy spent 3.5 hours watching The Godfather.
An overrated film.
So let's get into what's on tap. It is presented by KC Beer Company, KCBIER.com. What's on tap this weekend? Well, you got the Royals coming up tonight, tomorrow, and on into Sunday. Still TBD for the Royals starter on Sunday with Bubich and Greinke on the mound the next two nights. We will see a Garrett Cole tonight, and then as the, I can't remember the color commentator for which baseball team said that Nestor Cortez, will be on the mound tomorrow, who was a lot of fun watching him pitch. It might have been, yeah.
Explicitly
now
not
a Hall of Famer, right?
Explicitly yes. not a molester.
That's exactly
gonna,
right.
I'm going to try to help keep Jason from having to do right. what he had to do yes. a month ago.
But Nestor then was it asked about it, and he had fun with it. And he was like, oh, I know what I'm not taking offense to it. And
he seems great.
Hearing Nestor during the All-Star game makes sense that he would go that route.
Greinke v. Nestor on yes. Saturday is a good pitching game.
Absolutely. So Sporting then in action Saturday, taking on Austin at 7:30 after the disappointing and heartbreaking late loss to Sacramento. Mm. Current in action on Sunday against the Orlando Pride, 6:00, and then the Monarchs heading to Sioux Falls this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and on into Sunday. That is What's on Tap, presented by KC Beer Company. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Cuts next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Enjoy the rest of the day off. Thank
oh,
you,
I
sir.
Won't, because I'm going home to my family.
What a great dad.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, let's get some cuts here on this Friday edition. Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. We head on into the weekend with the cuts. Beards. What do we got, man?
Second of all, I have a question I need to ask you. We've been asking here all week. It's about the eventual end of Ben Roethlisberger's career. It's not morbid or anything, but I need your expert opinion. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Shoot.
How will Ben Roethlisberger's career end? Will he be toppled like a Confederate statue in the backfield? Will he be hit and break into several pieces like a large Lego man? Or will he eventually be hit and vaporize like half of the universe in Avengers Infinity War?
I guess of those three options, I would say the Confederate statue would topple over.
I think that's the winner. That was as discussed earlier this week. Okay. My first question to the first guest Beards ever booked for me, a Steelers writer who was not ready for that Ben Roethlisberger question.
No, and how could you be?
I have not heard that audio in years.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. You're going on a total legit show.
Wait. How long ago was that?
4 or 5 years ago?
That was like 2018, I want to say.
I was going to say, tell Josh he already retired?
How's he going to? You mean Trubisky? No, Roethlisberger.
Should have retired when I was asking that question.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about running for office at any point, Bob?
Oh, no.
I love his reaction. Oh, no. No. All right, what else?
You know, what was really cool is I had some really good Kansas fans made sure to remind me that I was number one when I was leading the chance. That's really good.
That wasn't Nate,
was it? For the
record,
I was not one of those guys. That was not me.
You better watch yourself.
Eli Drinkwitz.
To grab the Speedos from the front side.
Whoa, oh, hey.
Bart Scott, why are you doing that?
Time to go get a beaver. You ever get sprayed by a beaver?
No.
Okay. What? Can you teach him how to trap a beaver, Marco?
No chance.
Look, you locked it on the butt, and that's what you're good for, right? You're good at that. And
typically.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Did you hear the blues there when you struck out and playing the game there?
It's a bullshit question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's a legit question.
It's a bullshit question. It's impossible to answer.
It's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, you should be equipped to answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
And you should be able to handle a stupid question.
Oddly enough, Marissa Tomei was being asked instead of Castellanos.
And what did I just bring up out of nowhere in the break?
Which then reminded me that I needed to put that one in the cuts this week. Yes, my cousin Castellanos.
Oh, I got a nice beaver rug in the house down at the lake.
Tell me.
So but you did it for yourself? Or who?
Well,
did
that I did. I skinned it up.
Jeez, Potiker. My goodness, man. It's a family show in the morning. You got kids in the car driving to school.
Two guys want to go at it. Playing cornhole, I have a level of entertainment.
Attaboy, Surin.
Surin, yes. Andrew, you want to throw one more dart? One more thart? I don't know why that made me laugh. One more thart.
Thart.
Yeah, for sure. Doing really well. You know, digging in the playbook, communicating a lot, trying to be on the same page in every play, and
that was actually just Joe Tooney. His motherboard was affected by the rain, so his regular robotic answers were
doing really well. You know, digging the playbook, communicating a lot, trying to be on the same page in every play, and
just hit the back of him, you know, to turn him off and turn him back on.
He really is. He really is a robot.
It's amazing. Man.
It was raining that day. You said it got in the circuitry. I get it.
I joked before the show. I was like, well, we're going to hear from Joe Tooney about Orlando Brown, and maybe he plays left tackle, and he'll say, well, you know, I just want to do whatever the coaches need me to do, whatever position out there, just trying to win football games and get better. So whatever they ask me to do. And then he was asked about it, and he said,
the horn just blew. Does that mean I'm done?
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I accidentally clicked.
No, that was perfect.
You should start using that to cut Jason off when running out of time.
The horn has to now be. You got to hotkey that horn, and then here's Spags. The horn just blew.
I'll save it. I'll don't worry.
It's got to be hotkeyed.
Boy, that's a long one.
If you find that you suck, be honest with yourself and set the limits. The lesson I learned at a young age, get the money out of the ATM, go back home, leave the debit card there, and then go to the casino.
That sounds like a loser to me. That sounds like a guy who does not win at the casino.
A guy who knows what the outcome is going to be beforehand.
Oh, Sam McDowell has
Zingers.
Some zingers that knock you on your butt, not expecting them.
Do you eat the bun?
Yeah, I like carbs. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, carbs are good for you.
Really?
You
burns them off. You probably burn them off like crazy.
Yeah, I got a fast metabolism.
Oh, you little bastard.
my metabolism backpedals faster than Deion Sanders.
Fast metabolism. Don't you always love, we know when Adam wants to say something.
I hear the.
We hear him, hear him huffing and puffing on the mic.
I just hear that.
That's always great.
That's my Seren walking impression.
Wow. We'll play the little game where you, if he's watching me, you have to do a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or just a sideways.
You Gary, you do the thumbs up game?
Wait a minute. That's not a thumb.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
I'm only 60.
Oh, man, you've lived a hard life if you're only 60.
Body, that was mean to Lezak. It was his birthday that day. They went to go see the Elvis Presley movie together, and they did the thumbs up and thumbs down game, apparently.
Bob Kendrick is also 60. I talked to him the day you talked to him out at the Monarchs, and he had just turned him and Lezak.
Awesome.
Are you thinking about running for office at any point, Bob?
Oh, no.
Just love that, man.
Smart man.
Two guys want to go at it, playing cornhole. I have a level of entertainment.
Andrew, you want to throw one more dart? One more dart? One more thart?
Hey, can we hear the Petro laugh again?
Which one?
He did the like Billy Madison bad guy laugh. What's the guy's name? Bradley? Bradford?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Let's
I don't know what clip. I don't remember what clip that was.
It might be this one.
You find that you suck, be honest with yourself, and set the limits. The lesson I learned at a young age, just get the money out of the ATM, go back home, leave the debit card there, and then go to the casino.
That sounds like a loser to me. That sounds like a guy who does not win at the casino.
A guy who knows what the outcome is going to be.
It's not that one.
Oh, it's not that one?
It's not that one.
Let's play another Seren one.
Can we also get the can we get the horn, and then instead of it being Spag saying, oh no, it's Bob Kendrick responding to my question about if he wants to run for office?
That one I'll need to edit.
No, I know. I just figured you'd work on the fly.
No. Do you eat the bun?
This one.
Yeah, I like carbs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, carbs are good for you.
Really?
Burns them off. You probably burn them off like crazy.
Yeah, I got a fast metabolism.
Oh, you little bastard.
So do I.
Here it is.
My metabolism backpedals faster than Deion Sanders.
Yeah,
that's that
villainous laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that was totally worth the payoff.
Thanks,
it was all of that leading up to that. And I'm glad we did that. Absolutely.
Did you guys time the show right?
No, I just like playing the clips. I mean, the show's over for me. It's Beard's work now.
Yeah,
Beard's has three more minutes of work. I don't.
Oh no!
See, well done. That's the work. Good work. Putting that work in, Beards. There you go. That's why you're an engineer.
Okay, now, Beards, I want to ask Steve Spagnuolo if he'd like to run for office. Go ahead. You don't have that already?
Let me get that one.
You didn't instantly make that?
I didn't mind reading now.
Actually, you know what? I just want to hear Marissa Tomei as Nick Castellanos. That's what I want to hear.
I want to hear if Marissa Tomei and Nick Castellanos have a high metabolism or not.
Did you hear the blues there when you struck out and playing the game there?
It's a bullshit question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's a legit question.
It's a bullshit question. It's impossible to answer.
It's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, you should be equipped to answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Then you should be able to handle a stupid question.
Really good.
Yeah, for sure. Doing really well. You know, digging the playbook, communicating a lot, trying to be on the same page in every play. And
he's incredible. It's like performance art. And I mean, this is not mean spirited. This is a compliment. He will not tell you anything.
See, some people would look at it and go, I don't want to hear from Joe Tooney. Opposite for me. I want to hear Joe Tooney talk because I want to hear all the different ways he can move words around to answer a question but have it sound exactly the same.
If he's a robot, he can absolutely play left tackle.
Exactly,
at any
right?
time.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Nothing gets by him.
I'm not worried.
Questions, pass rushers, nothing.
Right. Except the rain, apparently. It does cause a glitch.
That's
so
fair.
Don't put him in the rain.
He needs to plant a poncho over his entire uniform. Oh, show's over.
Oh,
all
right. Music ended.
See you Monday.
So there's an end to that music loop,
there
apparently.
There is, apparently.
Apparently that end
it's
is like
9 minutes and 47 seconds long.
That's
there
it. That's it.
There you
we
know.
Did hit this segment pretty early.
No, it's fine. It's about time. We should do this more often. We should have a whole last hour of just cuts from the week.
Is this a new track of closing music we had?
It is. Yeah.
Am I supposed to like it? Or?
Yes, you are. Okay. Of course
it's
you
up
are.
Up to you,
like
really.
It. Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's great on your
You're
guys
supposed
show.
To like it.
Yeah, no, it works great on your show.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't. I wouldn't expect it for the Sunday Sound Off intro.
Is this like Seether?
No, it's actually a guy I know that made the song for me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel like crap.
It's originally produced, but that's okay.
You heard the intro?
So you Fresh know the too. Lead singer of Seether?
That's right.
Yeah. That and Puddle of Mud.
Is this the System of a Down?
It is.
No, it's Nirvana.
Jack Harlow, early stuff. You wouldn't know it. Underground.
Ice Cream Man. He's
Before
in a,
he blew up.
He's in a van
Jason
or whatever.
Knew about
I don't know. I don't know. Nope. Not at all. The horn blew.
The horn blew.
The bell rang.
That's how you sit in the show.
The horn just blew.